You know, the new federal budget that comes out tomorrow includes a grocery rebate that will be offered to Canadians with lower incomes who may be struggling with, of course, as we all know, the rising cost of food. CTV News has confirmed this. And according to sources, it's going to be unveiled in tomorrow's federal budget and will help nearly 11 million lower income Canadians. So this is kind of how it would work. If it's a couple with two children, they'd get a one-time payment of up to $467. A senior would get a one-time payment of $225, while a single person would get a payment of $234. It's going to be part of a GST credit once the budget implementation bill passes in the House of Commons. Marion Overholt is Executive Director of Legal Assistance of Windsor and is well known as a poverty activist in Windsor and joins us now. Hi, Marion.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. So what are you thinking about this grocery rebate?
Well, I think it's a signal from the government that they understand how difficult it has been for low-income and really ordinary Canadians with the rising cost of food. The fact that it's a rebate, that's a good thing. So it's not like a credit that you have to apply against other income. And it's going to help, but it's going to be a limited help, right? Because when you look at the amounts, that's going to help people a little bit. But, you know, they have to buy groceries. They have to eat every day of the year. So it's going to provide some relief, but probably not address the real difficulties that people are having putting food on their table when we're experiencing inflation and the rising cost of food.
Yeah, and, you know, I know there's some, a little bit of money here, and anything helps for sure. But then, there's other people, too, not just in whatever list the government comes up with of somebody who they consider to be lower-income Canadians. Yeah, I mean, everyone's hurting.
Right, right. And I think it's just so profound to me that, you know, the continuing crisis that we have for, you know, income security and housing, people, those are just two fundamental needs that people have. And there's a lot of suffering in our community, and government is best poised to act. They can act quickest and most effective. And so it really would be helpful if we saw a more regular support and increase of funds going into the low-income community in particular.
When you get something like this, you know, you've been working in this field for so long and helping in this field for so long.
Mm-hmm.
How does this really help somebody who's on lower income to get like a payment of this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's because it is that ongoing need. They receive this one-time payment, and, you know, it's going to help out that one time that they receive that money. But we regularly, I mean, when we talk to our clients about how they get by, it's because of the food banks. It's because, you know, they're deciding which meal to eat. You know, if they're eating breakfast, then maybe they're not eating lunch, and it's like dinner is optional. When you talk to people and that's what they're doing day to day, it just, you know, the depth of the need is not really being addressed by government, and that's just incredibly disappointing. And it's, you know, we all want to spring back from COVID. We all want to see this economic recovery. And so, you know, everything you look at when they talk about the social determinants of health, it's about adequate food and secure housing. And we really need our government to show that they understand that. And it's really the responsibility of all governments. And so, you know, I think we have to get, I don't know how else to tell the government, you need to do more and you need to do it now, because it's just critical. It really is.
The Prime Minister and the Finance Minister have kind of hinted that this budget tomorrow is going to include targeted affordability measures, and they're saying that's going to help those who are kind of feeling the pinch of inflation the most. What other things would you like to see when they talk about affordability measures?
Well, I think really addressing those two basic needs of income security and housing, because, you know, people are so precariously housed that getting behind on 1 month's rent, and it just happens so easily, just puts them at risk of eviction and losing housing. And then the incredible cost of becoming rehoused again in this market, when you're talking in Windsor, like a 1.8 vacancy, it's like it's next to impossible to do. And it's like everything affects everything else, right? So if you lose your housing, then you're trying to get, you know, stabilized again. Your children's school is just disrupted. you know, if you're taking money from your food budget in order to look after housing, then you're running around trying to find something, you know, that's going to look after your family's needs. And it's just the amount of stress and ill health that it causes, both physical and mental, is just, you know, it's totally avoidable. It's totally avoidable. I mean, we legislate poverty in this province, and it's high time that the government acknowledge that and look to ways to work together, right? I mean, it's not that difficult. And I mean, we're just coming from looking at the Ontario budget where, you know, although we asked for an increase in rates of social assistance, particularly for Ontario Works, that was not heard. And, you know, we saw some money that's supposed to come towards homelessness prevention, but, you know, it's a global figure across the whole province when we know how dire the needs are here. So that feeling of hopelessness and despair that we often hear expressed by the people that we work with, it's totally understood, because the help that they need is not being acknowledged by government. And government is supposed to be acting in our best interests, and we're not building healthy communities by, you know, really neglecting those needs of our low-income citizens and residents.
I'm glad you brought up the Ontario budget. What were your thoughts going? What were you thinking when you heard what was there and what wasn't there?
Well, I'm sighing, because it just seems that, you know, I went to the pre-budget consultations, you know, I spoke about income security, I spoke about housing, and I don't see that, you know, a significant improvement in those two areas of our budget. Right now, there's, you know, we're very concerned because there was some health care that was being provided to undocumented residents in the province, which is now being removed at the beginning of April. And so it's, you know, we're trying to ask the government to look at that again and to maintain those benefits, because, you know, not being able to access health care is, I mean, you would think we'd learn from COVID how the health of one affects the health of all. And so it just seems to be a struggle to help the government understand the profound effects of COVID on the low-income community and that need for immediate help and ongoing help, not just a one-time payment, but ongoing help in order to help people recover, to gain some health, to gain some security, to be able to participate, right? Because, you know, we all want to progress, we want to move forward, but, you know, we can't neglect these essential fundamental needs that people have. It's about food, it's about housing, and we need to see those concerns reflected in these pivotal documents, because if they're not spending money on it, all the talk in the world doesn't make a difference. We need to see the dollars, and we need the dollars now.
So it's looking like, you know, from hints coming out that the federal government is already talking about doing more, mm-hmm. showing things in the budget that will help those who are more desperate and more in need and more really feeling this pinch of the inflation rate than Ontario did.
Now, I'll be watching this budget and looking for the details, right? Because, you know, what we find sometimes is government will announce, you know, make an announcement of this is going to be the investment over 10 years, which is way beyond the terms of their government. And so you need to do some number crunching and then see what actually is the commitment right now, what dollars are going to be spent. That's a really good indicator of the strength of their commitment.
I kind of thought so, you know, looking at the Ontario budget last week, there was a lot of talk of infrastructure spending and a lot of re-announcements of schools and hospitals and things mm-hmm. that were already announced before, but a lot of new highway, you know, things like that.
Yes.
And I wonder if most people in Ontario right now really care about new highway funding, at least in the next year or so, until, you know, things are working a little better and people are getting the help.
Yeah, I think it's about stabilizing our communities and what does that look like. And certainly, you know, infrastructure absolutely is important, but so is looking after the basic needs of our residents, right? And recognizing that COVID didn't affect all of us in the same way, and some of us need greater help, and that's government's job to address those needs.
Right, you want a healthy, mentally healthy, physically healthy population, because those are the people who can work mm-hmm. and keep the tax revenue going in.
No, that's what it's about, right? And if we keep neglecting people, then we're going to have, you know, greater social programs, greater social problems that, you know, are going to need addressed, which will cost funding. So let's invest in people up front and give them the help they need it when they need it. That's really critical.
Very true. Marianne, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you. That's Marianne Overholt, Executive Director of Legal Assistance of Windsor. She's a well-known poverty activist in Windsor, talking about tomorrow's federal budget is expected to include a grocery rebate to be offered to Canadians with lower incomes who could be struggling with the rising cost of food. We shall see how that rolls out tomorrow. What else will be there that will bring some affordability measures in the budget? That tomorrow the federal budget comes down at 4 p.m. and of course we'll have details on it then.